most of us at some time in our education, whether there was an elementary school or middle school, have probably heard the name of Ponce de Leon. Now, for a girl that went to high school in Florida and college in Florida, you could live in Florida and be anywhere around St. Augustine and not hear about Ponce de Leon. Searching for the fountain, thinking to live forever if he could just find it. And from Ponce de Leon all the way up to today's newest miracle cream product, whatever, that is advertised on television, people have looked for the fountain of youth. As if that fountain of youth is going to give you eternal life and to bring you everything you want, because you have that eternal youth. Yet there is one who does give us life. I come that you might have life and might have it abundantly. These are Jesus' words. He's telling us his purpose for coming. Come that you may have life and might have it abundantly. It's not a maybe or a possible. It is a reality from the words of Jesus that we will have life. John's gospel, where our reading comes from today, is full of the theme of life. Over 40 times in this one gospel, John mentions us having a full and abundant life through Jesus the Christ. This is a unique promise. It's a promise that comes to us directly by Jesus. And while this promise comes from Jesus, please note that there's no commercial half-price sale for any part of this if you just pay for the shipping. It is a free gift given to us by Jesus, having eternal life, and with that, an abundant life. And don't automatically equate abundant with all the riches of the world, or that your life is going to be without issues or situations in your life. This life is offered to all who hear Jesus' voice and will listen and claim it. Again, this promise is found only in Jesus, and we know that people have spent their lives trying to find eternal life. Like Ponce de Leon, there are many in this world, and it was the common thing to hear in the 60s and 70s, like, I have to go experiment and try these different things when what they're looking for is right in Jesus. And you don't have to go far to find it, because it's right there. All you've got to do is grab it. Now, we were taught a story when we were going through some evangelism training when I was in my early 20s. And they said the gift of Jesus, of eternal life, is like a king who is on a horse. And the king is riding through the king's realm, and as he sees those in need, those who are poor, he's handing out bags of money. Now, the king is up on his horse. He wasn't getting up and down. He stayed on the horse, and he would offer the bag, but you have to come and take it. The king wasn't coming up into you and forcing it into your hand. You had to walk over to the king and reach up and take the gift. That's the essence of eternal life through Jesus. Jesus offers it to each and every one of us. And that's the promise that's being proclaimed here today, is that we can have the eternal life. But Jesus isn't going to shove it down your throat. You, individual human being, need to reach out and grab it. and take it. And as a Christian, we believe that eternal life comes through Jesus. And it also comes with an abundant life. Now, again, that doesn't mean your life's going to be perfect. It doesn't mean you're going to be the wealthiest individual on the planet. It doesn't mean you're going to have the longest life, nor that you will have a trouble-free life. But it does mean that there will be a death to your life. Your life will be filled also with joy and love and peace and patience and goodness and kindness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Many of you will recognize those words as the fruit of this. And that eternal life, you don't have to wait for it to arrive in the mail. As soon as you say to Jesus, "Jesus, I want eternal life. Give me eternal life. May I be your child," you have it in that instant. There's no money-back guarantee because it doesn't need to be a money-back guarantee because Jesus has already guaranteed it through his life. Having eternal life leads us to living expectantly. Living expectantly, knowing that one day this will be over. If you are struggling to get through life, if there are days where it is just too heavy on your head, know that when we have Christ in our lives, when we accept the promise of eternal life, that is temporary. Because the end result is we'll go to heaven. You know, I look at this world. I look at my life. There are days where I look and say, there's got to be more. And going to work, doing your job, doing your laundry, going home, going to sleep, getting up, doing your work, doing your ministry, going home, going to sleep, and there is more. There is more. Eternal life. The gift and promise from Jesus the Christ. Having eternal life in your life not only helps you to live expectantly, knowing that you will eventually end up in heaven, but it will help you to live confidently because now you know you're in partnership with Jesus Christ when you do have troubles in your life. And you have a place to go to. And you're never, ever alone. One of those other promises that we have talked about. Mm-hmm. Jesus will never forsake us or leave us. So no matter what's going on in your life, God is right there with you. Walking with you. Now there are many folks that the first question that comes into their mind when a tragedy occurs, it's, where is God? God is right there with you, helping you through that tragedy, helping to get you through it, over it, and I don't mean over it and like forgetting about it, but getting to the other side of the issue. God is there. When you feel that you've been ridiculed and persecuted, God is there. And reminder that when we have and claim this promise, remember, you have to claim that promise. Once you have claimed it, nothing, absolutely nothing, no one can ever separate you from God again. Because that's part of the promise. When Jesus gives us eternal life, it's forever, eternal, forever, and it's not going to be taken away. Yes, I know there are some denominations that do not teach that salvation is forever. But I have not yet seen a scripture that says you get your salvation for 90 days and then you have to renew it. You know, I have to renew my license to be a pastor in NCC every year. When I was a teacher, I had to renew my license in order to be able to teach. Once every 5 years. But you know, when it comes to eternal life, I never have to renew it. because it's exactly as it says, eternal. It's forever. It doesn't run out. It doesn't have a 30-day warranty because it doesn't need it. It's there forever. So how do we put this promise to work in our lives? When we physically die, our life is not over the way we think of it. And it might be over the way we think of it here on earth, but we have a whole new beginning to a new life with Christ in heaven. If you haven't asked Christ to be part of your life or come into your heart, if you have not accepted the gift of eternal life, do so right now. It's as easy as saying, God, Jesus, I want your gift of eternal life. Come into my life. Amen. Thank you. That's how simple and easy it is. And why I might not feel any different right now, wait. Because all of a sudden you're going to start noticing that you're seeing things differently. You have a different perspective on how to look at things. Because now you know that there is something beyond the everyday living here. Eternal life. It gives us a purpose. Knowing that you have eternal life of your own, it gives us the purpose to live full lives in Christ. To experience all that God has for you. That's all the riches, all the blessings, everything that you think you might have gotten at the fountain of youth is automatically yours when you have God in your life and you've accepted that gift that Jesus is handing out in eternal life. Having this gift in our life also helps us to live with a grateful heart. You know, there's no work required when it comes to our eternal life. You know, I've talked before that Darlene and I are planning for our retirement future. We're working hard now so that when we get into retirement, we're debt-free. We don't have to do the work. We can just go and play and travel and do the kind of things we want to do in retirement. None of that is necessary for eternal life. It's already there. Eternal life requires no work on our part except to accept the gift. Because Jesus has already done it all. Jesus has given us. We can also live with confidence. Again, that we cannot lose that eternal life. I go to another promise that Jesus makes from the book of John. It says, I give eternal life to them, and they shall never perish. And no one shall snatch it out of your hands. As you walk out of this building, no one can come up to you and go, oh, I took your eternal life, and slip it in their pocket. You have it. It's within you. It's not like someone can snatch it away from you, like they might pick your pocket and take your wallet. That's a mighty promise. It's a mighty, mighty promise. It helps us to put away uncertainty in our hearts. We can rejoice. Rejoice in knowing that we have eternal life. Rejoice in knowing that eternal life is always on. Rejoice when your fellow brothers and sisters share that gift of eternal life. Having eternal life, having confidence, lacking the uncertainty in life, having a grateful heart, enable us to be used by God. To be good stewards of this earthly life. And I'm not talking about just your money when I say being a good steward. Being a good steward is also how you use your time. It's how you take care of the environment. When I lived in Florida, we had an associate pastor at the church where I was doing my training. His name was Dirk. Dirk was fundamental in helping to start a church for LGBT folks in Singapore. And one Sunday, Dirk was doing a sermon, and his sermon was on paper towels. I know that sounds funny. But see, Dirk was trying to teach us that that we are responsible for our environment. And that when you're done with paper towels, you got that paper tube. And what do you do with it?
Recycle.
He was trying to teach us to recycle that paper tube instead of throwing it in a trash can and to be responsible for our environment. I know it sounds very silly, but part of being good stewards means also taking care of our environment. If you want to see a recycler extraordinaire, just look up here into the choir loft at Bray. Oh, he's trying to hide his face behind his hand now. At Bray. Greg takes care of all of the recyclables and everything around here, and he makes sure everything gets in the right place, and he finds a way to reuse things that no one's probably ever thought it was possible. And he does a lot of reusing, not just recycling. Also, when we have this eternal life, it calls upon us to share that gift with others. You know, when that king was riding through his realm, passing out bags of money, he had plenty. There was not a single citizen that wanted it who didn't get it. The only way they didn't get that bag of money is because they didn't reach up and take it. The gift of eternal life is plentiful. There's not just a certain number of eternal life gifts out there. Every single person can have that joyous gift of eternal life. So share that good news with others so that they too can have that gift of eternal life. And if you really have to, go ahead and use words. But let your life reflect that eternal life. Share Jesus with others, the true fountain of youth, the fountain of life in Jesus. Let us rise as we are able and join together in a hymn of response.